720 WGN, high atop Chicago Skyline Studio. We are right here, and there is nothing bigger in a city that has so many big things. One of the biggest things happening, wrapping up their residency, is AEW. You know, we reach 38 states in Canada, and so people all around the country are watching them and enjoying them. And right here in Chicago, we've got Jim Bob Morris here with us from WGN, Dane Neal, and on the line, stars of the show and the event is the Infantry. We've got Sean and Carly. Guys, welcome to WGN.
What's going on, boys?
So think about this. You guys are all over the place, sellouts at Wembley for the fans who may not be as familiar, traveling around the country. They see you on TV, plus in all those markets. But this feels like a home game, right? This feels like a home game. Sean, you've got Chicago roots, the Khan family, Illinois roots. This feels like a place to be.
This is a big home game. Every time we're here, you say we're rooted here in Chicago, man. I grew up here on the south side, you know, so to be able to come home as much as I do and to be here for 3 weeks, man, it's been a blessing. It's been great.
What have you guys been doing while you're back home, while you're in Chicago? Tell us a little bit about what you're doing for fun time. I know you're still working your butts off, but what are you guys doing? Are you hitting any of the old haunts and getting some good food? Tell us.
Oh, absolutely. Captain's from here, so he takes me all over Chicago. We get all the food. We were just talking about the deep dishes, the Italian hot beefs. We go to all the spots, the Big Bean in the city. We ride down Lakeshore Drive. It's like a second homecoming. It's like Chicago coming home. This is wonderful. I love coming here.
Well, tell us a little bit about how did you two hook up? You know, both of you got military backgrounds, and tell us a little bit about all of that.
I started training here in Chicago for a little bit, and once I wanted to expand and grow, I moved down to Atlanta, and when I got down to Atlanta, I started training with AR Fox, who was also signed with AEW, and after I spent some time with AR Fox, I wanted to start training with QT Marshall, who's also here with us with AEW. And he was at the Power Factory, or what we call now the Nightmare Factory, and I met my man, Carly, you know.
And magic ever since. We've been going crazy. It was like
been going crazy since 2020.
Partnership of a lifetime. It's like living a buddy cop movie, you know. I met my best friend and we've been taking over, going from city to city, wrestling. You know, AEW's been hitting all kind of cities, all kind of countries, and we've been taking this trip all over the world and wrestling.
Infantry World Tour, man.
It's been a world tour, man. So it's been fantastic. It's been a blessing.
You think about this. You know, it is an entertainment business. Obviously, on the athletic side, you guys have to be fit and able to do all of those things. But the chemistry, the camaraderie, I don't think you can fake that. I know you guys are entertainers, but this is the kind of thing that could go the duration. How long do you guys, because they kind of mix it up on the wrestling thing, different pairings or whatever. I think you guys are set for life.
For sure. This thing is going forever. We're taking this thing to the casket. You know, we're not going to stop this.
Taking it to the casket. We're gonna frame that one. That's a good one. Taking it to the casket. I like it.
We're taking it to the casket, buddy. We're going all the way with this one, man. We're locked in. It's crazy when you find somebody who could be like your other half. We have another member as well, Trisha Dora.
Yep.
Who's our third member, and we're like three peas in a pod. You know, we fit like a puzzle. You know, that's where there's one, there's always three. That's what we always say with her. It just fits.
Dane and I have been watching AEW, and we've been watching it. You know, I subscribe to it. I've got it all on the, and I can't even mention, I guess, but I'm going to do it, HBO Max. So I watch it every weekend. I get a big kick out of it, man. I love the fanfare. You talk about the audiences, and you know, you're on the stage in front of national audiences all over the world. And you know, being here in Chicago, I know that's a big deal, but you know, you guys have been in some brutal matches. I mean, and your athleticism is, you know, being a former professional athlete, playing in the NFL and the USFL, and I know about bumps and bruises and you know, 22 surgeries later, but you guys have had some really brutal matches. What were some of the worst, and then what was the stitch count? How many stitches we get out of that one?
I've had a couple of I've torn my pec. I busted my knee up. We had a ladder match with like the Hardy Boys back in December, and you know, took some gnarly bumps in that, but the grind don't stop, you know.
Got pile driven through a table on live television. They made a commercial out of it. It's been fantastic, you know. I've broken my orbital bone. These come with the game, right?
It comes with the game.
It does, man. I tell you what,
it's without sour.
And I'll tell you what, and the fans love the physicality you guys bring to the table, man. And AEW has just exploded in popularity, and you guys are part of this movement. And what is that like? Because you guys are like the Beatles when they were coming out. You guys are the AEW Beatles, man. You guys are breaking out and being part of this AEW movement and the Khan family and the involvement here. I mean, it's got to be super exciting.
It's exciting. One of the things that I was just telling somebody that was really cool is that the more I'm out, I could be at a restaurant, I could be at a bar, and I could just be, it could be something on TV, and then I look and I see an AEW commercial, and it's not just on like a TNT or TBS, it's on like whatever you're watching, you know, it's coming on now, and more people are starting to see what we're doing. And
we say it all the time.
It's exciting.
We say it all the time. AEW is where the best wrestle. You know, we have the best wrestlers on the planet. We have
best
the best
wrestlers
on the planet. We have the best wrestling show on the planet. You know, and that has created an environment where we're all able to thrive.
Around it,
You know, it's been amazing.
Well, the authenticity that you guys built into, Jim Bob mentioned the physicality and being out there actually doing it, walking the walk. I was shocked, a little disappointed as a kid when I found out that the Iron Sheik wasn't really a sheik. But you guys, the authenticity.
The infantry, it's real, dude. These are real.
But on the military side,
100%.
Do you guys think about that? You know, because you always think about the impact, right? Entertainment for sure, but you're inspiring a lot of. Have you gotten any feedback inspiring kids maybe to go into the military? Maybe inspiring military people to go into wrestling.
One of the biggest things that I do is that, like, I work with our AEW Together program. I'm on the veteran component, and that's what I do. I love going around talking to veterans, meeting kids, explaining how, you know, the military opened doors for me that I never thought were open.
Yep.
And absolutely. Now being in wrestling and entertainment, it's opening even more doors, and I'm able to give back, and we're able to go and talk to these kids, talk to these veterans, and let them know that, hey, if there's something that you want to do, if this is something you want to pursue,
Absolutely.
That's good. You guys giving back.
We're living proof of that.
Yeah, giving back, guys. I love that, man. I really do dig that. And then I like, you know, Tony Khan and the Khan family, you know, Illinois group here and supporting AEW and so forth. And I love that. And so you got the fans chanting your name and you know, we got AEW fans tuning in right now. Is that Chicago's is a special wrestling town. I know you guys know that and you feel and so forth.
Greatest wrestling city on the planet.
Yeah, and you guys are going to play to that crowd. And what's the message you want to send out to the WGN and the Chicago crowd and the Illinois crowd right now? Tell them what it is you want to push out there.
Hey, man, AEW is where the best wrestle. We have the best wrestling show on the planet. We have the best wrestlers on the planet. This is home roots. Our boss is literally from here. So many of our wrestlers are from here. Chicago is in our DNA. This is a part of us, and we are part of this city. And we want everybody to be a part of the show. Come see us. You know, we're here, and we're coming back in December.
Happy holidays. You know, what about that?
We're coming right before that.
Right around Christmas time.
That's right, guys. AEW tickets in the stockings for that. But you know what? We talk about it. People all over the world enjoying what it is that you do. People on television watching. But there is no substitute for being there. The final night at the Aragon Ballroom is tonight. We'll have links up for tickets at WGNradio.com. But guys, is it AEWTix.com? You can go there and get some tickets too and come see you guys.
It's your Tix. Yes, sir.
Yes, it is. We can't wait to see you.
Almost sold out show. So make sure you get your tickets now. Don't be stuck outside the Aragon Ballroom trying to scalp tickets, you know what I'm saying? Make sure you get them out.
Hey, take it to the casket, guys. I love it. We're going to have to trademark that, take it to the casket. So who's the dream match for you guys coming up with? Who are you dreaming about kicking their ass? Talk to us about it.
It could be anybody on the roster, but we want FTR again. That's another dream match. We want the Young Bucks. We want the Don Callis family, anybody that want to step up. You know, we always tell them, run a hide, the infantry outside, you know?
You guys have got away with words. I'm telling you, there are so many great entertainers in AEW. Obviously, it's part of sort of the necessary qualifications for the resume, but there is none better than you guys. And if people want to, of course, see it tonight, we'll have links up, AEW Ticks. And then if people want to follow you on social media and sort of get with you guys and Trish, right, individually, like what do you, as far as like whether it's Facebook or Twitter, where can people go?
Yeah. I'm Captain Sean Dean. You can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, all socials at Sean Dean 773, SHAWNDEAN 773, you know, repping the shy, you know?
Yep, it's Carly Bravo on all sides. Carly Bravo, CARLIEBRAVO, Bad News Tattoos. And Trisha Dora is here, and you can find her at Trisha Dora 202 across all social platforms, man. You'll find us for the infantry.
Hey, what about the infantry battle cry? We got to leave them with something. Let's have an infantry battle cry to the fans out there. You guys got to come up with some really good pops and some hashtags on that infantry battle cry. So give us one.
Expect the disrespect. Runner high. The infantry is outside.
Oh, we love it. We love it. Thank you guys for everything you're doing for the sport, for Chicago. Thank you for your service.
Thanks very much for jumping on the show today.
Appreciate you.
Guys, thank you, man. Appreciate you. Respect you guys. Looking forward to seeing you.
See you later.